the basic issue, picking up from yesterday, is evangelism, proselytizing, you know, salesmanship. America is all about persuading the other guy, right? Okay. Think about it in sales. If you were supposed to be the sales guy on the floor and your bread and butter is selling and peddling whatever product your company makes, if someone comes in and says, you know, the other guy across the street is in the same business. That's what he says. He says, the other guy across the street, other company, your competition is in the same business that you are. All he's done is just refer to them. If he says that and you freak out, do you think that you're going to sell much product? See, when it comes to dollars, all of a sudden we make sense, as it were. The Christian religion is about evangelism. That's where you convince the other guy to agree with you. So the evangelist idea is we have to help other people realize for themselves. They're saying this in themselves. It starts by saying it first in ourselves. Okay. I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And I can get forgiveness here. That's it. That is all there is to it. Now, that unloads a whole lot of great, wonderful things. Wonderful, good things that are so good and wonderful that evil people pretend to have them and exploit them and make lots of money and do lots of evil from it, from all the incredible good things that follow. But that is all Christianity is. I need forgiveness, and I can get it from here. And the evangelist helps people arrive at that conclusion because the evangelist has arrived at that conclusion himself. Okay. Why is it then that people who supposedly believe this, church-going Christians or non-church-going Christians, are running around with their ideas, beating other people up about the other guy being wrong instead of convincing the other guy that he's able to change his mind or something? Why the sudden abandonment on the other guy changing his mind? When did Jesus ever teach? If you're not following Jesus, that's fine. I'm talking about the contradiction in what I'm seeing in American Christian society. This is a massive contradiction. When did Jesus that these guys follow, I'm one of them, when did Jesus that these guys follow ever say, shame your enemies and pray for the shame and scorn of those who persecute you? He didn't. He said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. He's on the cross praying forgiveness for the people that put him there, that nailed him there. That's the problem in America. It's not the people that want masks. It's not the people that don't want masks. The problem is the people who are scorning the guy who disagrees about masks. That is the problem. We need listening, we need persuasion, and when you fail to persuade the other guy, we still can't scorn him. Where's the peace? Christians believe God is in control. Do they act like they believe that? Or do they act like they believe masks are in control? I don't mean we don't care. That's the whole point. People are, no, hear me. This is what I try to help people understand. The whole idea of this Christian religion that so many claim to get all wrapped up. So wonder, I'm Christian. Yeah, right. Because that's a big deal and wonderful and important, right? Uh-huh, right. Oh, goodness, Ravi Zacharias. I met the guy, and I made a video about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. It's on YouTube. I met Ravi. It's on the blog list. No, it's 30 minutes on the button, and it's got my green screen behind me without it being edited. It's just green, and that's not easy. But the idea of this Christian religion is that it presents a worldview where we can do what's, according to worldviews, impossible. We can't let political parties destroy society using an epidemic as the excuse, whether it's doing nothing or doing too much. We can't let government use any excuse to destroy society. So when people do what's wrong, we believe that it's wrong and we take action and we don't freak out. Now that's, under normal circumstances, that's psychologically impossible. There's a crisis. People are handling it wrongly and it's getting worse. We know it and we're doing something about it. And we're not freaking out and blaming people and beating up the people that disagree with us, the people that are wrong. Now, I know that this isn't possible, but I have to say it. I know that it's utterly impossible, utterly, but I'm supposed to say this anyway.
It's possible that you could be wrong.
Okay, there, I said it. I know I'm not. It's not true. Of course not. Never. But I'm supposed to say that so that I appear to be objective. Okay. Don't tell anybody I said that. Oh, boy, they'll get angry. Okay, so I know you're right and everybody else is wrong, but the whole idea of what, even outside of the Christian worldview, what makes America different from China? Oh boy, I met an American, been here like 30, 40 years. And he's still arguing with the boss. His boss sat down with him in the last few months and said, the reason I don't like you Americans is because you think you have rights. A Taiwanese boss, you know, Taiwan's so wonderful. It's cute. It's Taiwan. It's island in the Pacific. They love democracy. A Taiwanese boss said that to an American within the last month. The reason I don't like you Americans is because you think you have rights. Hello, your Taiwan government thinks I have rights. Do you plan to disobey their good laws? That's what makes us different from China. It's why our technology is better. And it's why Taiwan gets money from America for contracts at TSMC, which is making all those microprocessors in the world. Or something like that. TSMC, they got a factory right down the street from me. I used to see their lights on at night. So I know that even for people that aren't following this Christian ideal, we in America and in the West have these ideas that make us different from the other countries. And part of that is believing in rights. And part of that is believing in a peaceful solution. We're supposed to be able to figure out how to sort out our differences. The Mayflower Compact was in a promise to get along between Christians and non-Christians. Whatever happened to that? It's winning the peace. That's the big problem. And as I was listening to Trump at CPAC, I had to turn it off because he's saying so many things that are right on the money, except he seems to think that vaccines are always wonderful when his voters who vote for him don't always agree on that. But he talks as if that is accepted. It's like, do you know that your voters might disagree with this? Okay, that's weird. That's off. Why is a guy so supported by people that so disagree with him? Doesn't that seem off? Who cares if it's right or wrong? Shouldn't that seem off? You know, why do we force stuff without trying to rebuild the credibility? It's the hatred and the animosity and trying to fry the other guy. That's what the destruction is. We've got to convince people of things and work together and achieve the impossible, even when other people try to make it impossible. All right, I'm going to get on to myself as the own problem tomorrow. See you then.